Michael Murphy, through to a Sigerson Cup semi-final. Tremendous performance, your boys here today in Sligo.
Brilliant. Delighted for them. I think it was a building performance based off that Athlone performance, which I was delighted with and pleased with, you know, given the fact that we needed to contend with playing away from home against Athlone. We needed to contend with their first game at Sigerson and just everything that comes with it. And the lads really put a good step forward down there. Coming here today, you had supposed to contend with having to match up that performance, coming again to an away venue and coming to a team of Sligo's calibre that have played Sigerson for so long. And by going for the boys, I was hoping with it they could push forward and play this way. But when things got a bit tough, that they didn't doubt themselves. And I was just so delighted that they just come out and they attack the game and they play it the way that they want to play it, and they play it the way they enjoy it, no matter if things are going brilliantly or things aren't going so well. And
listen, they were bouncing in the first half, so the pace that they were carrying in the opening half was phenomenal. So
it was something that they all seemed to enjoy, being on the ball, and their hunger there to go and be on the ball and try and, I suppose, commit to playing football and attacking, and they do that, and it's brilliant. And some times it goes for you, other times it was fumbled and it leaves you a bit maybe open and it leaves your heart in the mouth stuff maybe at the back. But by and large, over the course of the 60 minutes, I think it played in our favour. And the one thing that was phenomenal with them, there's some great passages of play and skill, and I've no doubt the ability that they have in there, but their attitude was phenomenal without the ball. To continue to work and to continue to hunt it and drive it and get it, try and get it back again, was brilliant. And that was the thing that pleased me the most of it, you know.
You were 5 points up at half time. You could have been even further ahead. And listen, Michael was very influential. Michael Langany had another super day today, like falling off the back of Athlone. Patter Morgan was brilliant as well. But we're giving a lot of credit to Dara Black. He was class in the first half, so it was the delivery into him and then the finishing of the young Milford man.
Yeah, that's something probably has been built on from the Athlone game, and so far as we brought a little bit, I suppose, a different approach how it happened. There was a bit more of a kicking game brought to the field today, and Owen and Dara worked really, really well on that. I suppose they're two smaller stature type players, but their movement was incredible, and they just give you that little extra bit in terms of maybe not being able to always constantly run the ball. You were able to kick to them and they won it. And as I say, what they do, they bring to it then, they show their first touch is really, really neat, and they turn and they're a threat and they kick points. And again, the two of them, along with Michael that you mentioned and Patter, with the two lads inside, their work rate off the ball was every bit as more impressive as the other, and they hounded as many of the Sligo defenders coming out to the ball as you could have wanted, and that helped things further back for us, you know. Yeah.
You weren't really troubled in the second half, were you? Was there any worrying stages for you? You always had them at arm's length and you always had that 5 or 6 point advantage.
I think, I suppose, the fear is there's a couple of goal chances there towards the end. Michael Lynch made a couple of really good blocks, more so than maybe saves. He blocked a few of them really well. His body wrestled one out of the way there, and that was always going to happen or come at a time. But even through that kind of purple patch the Sligo brought to it, the boys continued to be brave and wanting the ball and tried to drive forward as much as possible. Probably didn't tag on as many scores as we would have wanted in that second half, a couple of missed opportunities. But any time we went forward, I thought we looked threatening, but it was just we were probably in a damage limitation mode in the second half more than anything.
Well, listen, the result was there and you were fully deserving of it. This is huge, so does Sigerson Cup semi-final, back-to-back victories in the space of 7 days. When you came in to take over the role as coach of the Gaelic football side, this was the target, Michael, and these boys are thoroughly enjoying it and they're stepping up to the plate.
They are, and that's where it's all at. Like, there's nothing to do with, you can say, about management. The support we get from the LYT and the college is absolutely incredible, but the attitude and application of the lads is brilliant. A few of them are inter-county players, a few of them play with the under-20s. The vast majority of them are club players who have various commitments to study, college and with their clubs. But their application to want to go train this year is what made the year. It's what made the journey, has made the journey enjoyable so far, because they've put an effort and a commitment into it. They enjoy playing that way, they enjoy training that way. They're collectively a real strong unit. You see them in the canteen together around college. You see them good friends. The camaraderie in the bus and the dressing room is really strong. It's like a club team. And as a result then, I think that does help you. You go out onto the pitch, they back each other up through bad corners and through tight times, and they push each other up through good times, and hopefully that can continue now over the next week or the next game coming up.
Yeah, you've another game now on Wednesday night, the semi-final. You don't really mind who you meet, UCC or Carlow, but you're on a semi-final, Michael. That's what it's all about.
UCC or Carlow, crazy to even think about it. So it's, listen, hopefully not pick up too many knocks. The games come thick and fast. The boys love the games, I suppose. Coming 3 days apart is a bit of a tricky issue, or a tricky wicket or a sticky wicket, but it's the same for both teams, and we'll see how the Carlow Cork game get on now, and we'll take from there and we'll try and get the boys down, and we'll have a busy week again next week. Yeah.
Just finally then, how do you separate preparation this week for a semi-final of a Sigerson on the start of a league then on Saturday night?
A day at a time and a good diary. Very fortunate with the team we have here. I have Francie Friel, Eric Lacken and Damien Devaney who was along with us, and they give us great help and support, along with the IT itself give us great help and support. So Declan's really good and understanding, and he's very committed to letting the boys play football and hoping that, as I say, they gain form and they give a good run of themselves. He's very, very much the way of that, as is Sean Paul Barrett, who I've been regular touch with too, because it's a busy time for the lads juggling so many teams, and I'm no different, just trying to juggle the two teams. So when you're training with Donegal, you just give your heart and soul to that. When you're with the IT, then you just get yourself ready for that and give your best. But as I say, the lads are credit, and they make the thing so pleasing and so easy to do, you know.